Oh, and in some ways, does today's performance and results sum up why you are where you are?
Well, I think certainly in respect of coming here and playing ever so well for a huge period of the game, but we've gifted up, to your point, I think two goals are avoidable. We get in front. I mean, first half were outstanding. We should have been a couple of goals in front, but we weren't. But we still came out the second half, did a little bit of pressure. And from that, we managed to get one or two passing moves going again, score a wonderful goal. And at that point then, you know, that's when you've got to be solidified, solid, giving nothing away. And we give such a cheap penalty away. It's, you know, it's frustrating, it's hurtful, it's everything you want to see, because ultimately that's led to them coming back into the game. If we'd have, as I say, held the lead for whatever it needed to be, then all of a sudden they would have committed more forward. We'd probably pick them off again. So, we gave ourselves a great opportunity to go and get 3 points from how well we played and the goal we scored. And if truth be told, we've shot ourselves in the foot. So I think when all said and done, there's no doubt that we've gifted up, you know, not today, but another time, even I think back to Bristol City, how soft a goal it was through individual error. And again, I've been loyal to a number of players in that team, and if it means that we have to chop and change, if we have players fit and available, because obviously we've been decimated by injuries, then that's what we'll do, because, you know, we can't keep gifting up goals, because then you need to go and score two and three every game. I mean, one clean sheet. If we'd a team that had clean sheets, we'd have been picking up enormous points. So, and that's, you know, it's not down to great play from Aston Villa, it's not down to tactic or anything else, it's just down to individual standing up and being counted, being resolute, being a real mental strength to make sure I'm not giving anything up. And we didn't do that well enough today.
You don't want to be one of those teams that come away saying, we've done all right, but we haven't got the points, do you? I'm sure you'd rather win ugly every time, wouldn't you?
Well, absolutely. And if that's what it takes to win, then so be it. We obviously, as I said before, want to be a team that passes and moves the ball, and we do that. I mean, you've seen that today. We came here and, you know, I think they've spent 60, 70 million this summer, and we made them look so ordinary, you know, for huge periods of the game, scored a wonderful goal. And then that's the time, if it needs to be ugly, then that's what we've got to do. You can't, as I say, there's never a game in 95 minutes or whatever it is that you're going to play pretty football all the time. There's going to be times when you come under the cosh, particularly away from home, at Aston Villa and like and such forth, that you're going to have to stand up and be counted. You're going to have to make sure that you put your head in, you get blocks and you stop crosses. You don't give away cheap penalties. You track your runner when the ball's switched to play and a winger doesn't cut inside, you get a second goal. So those are the things that need to get better. And if we do that, we've shown already that we can go over the best of them. And that's what we need to do, because, I mean, it's not enjoyable for anybody in terms of the position we're in. But we know, as I say, we know we'll get away from that position. There's no doubt about that, because we have enough about us. But the sooner we start getting the clean sheets, the better for everyone.
They saw it out quite ugly in the end, didn't they? They finished with a back five. They took strikers off and went midfielders in there. They saw it out that way.
Yeah, I think it's always easy the last couple of minutes, isn't it, just to throw all your defenders on. I mean, at the stage when we'd scored, I think there was still 30 minutes or whatever it is, and it wasn't through being ugly. That was just, I mean, the penalty, just stay on your feet, you don't have to throw your leg in. So that's quite simplistic in its own terms. So of course, yeah, that's not nice, it's hurtful, everything else, because the points were there to be grasped and take us where we need to be. But we know, as I said before, as we go, then we'll fine tune that and make sure. It always helps when you get a fully squad available that you can chop and choose those defenders, but it is what it is. It happened today, and we have to pick ourselves up and go again.
Do you have to view the last three games as big opportunities missed? Bristol City, we know that the Wolves almost taken out of your hands.
Yep.
Today's as well. You could have been on a lot more points, couldn't you?
Yeah, I don't think there's any doubt about that. And I think that's a fair comment. I think if you look at those three games, Bristol City certainly should be leaving me a point. The Wolves game, I do concede, taking out of their hands with a decision. And even today, I mean, there's probably three at stake today. You could probably even be easily 4 points better off from those games alone. But that's the margins. But we do know that that's achievable. But what we've got to do is start doing it quickly, because those results then turn into 3 points and it takes you where you need to be. So that's what we've got to focus on now moving forward. I mean, again, I feel for the fans, because there's a huge travelling support today. Got behind the team, backed them endlessly through the game. Even the last 10 minutes when I put the pressure on again, trying to get the equaliser, they kept with the team, and I want to thank them for that. But of course, it's hard to take when you leave with no points.
It's a rarity for you to take Craig Conway out of it. Was he okay? Was it a tactical switch?
No, I think he'd run his race. They were getting a bit of joy down the right-hand side, and ultimately that's what happened. So Hutton was raiding, obviously, with Adoma, and they're getting a little bit of joy. Craig put so much into the games that we needed a little bit of freshness, and that's what happened. That being said, there we go, we've got to make changes, you've got to bring people in at the right time.
In terms of what you've seen from this group of fixtures, what have you made of it, Owen? I know that you're happier with the performances, but ultimately you'll not be happy with where you are.
No, I agree with you. I think the performances have been of a decent level, but still, we have to strive to be better than that, because the points return is less than what the performances have been, and that's the bit that you have to balance. I think over the course of the season, when you perform well, you get your points, but we have performed well but not picked up the points. And again, I think when we look at it a lot, it's through individual error. We have to hold our hand up to that. And that's what's happened. But the only way to fix it is work hard, hopefully get that full squad fit and available, and be ready to charge on and go and win your games, which we're more than capable of doing.